Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We'll check in with Lewis Riddick of the Mothership, former NFL player, now an analyst. And he is at Bryce Young's Pro Day that starts at 11:30 Eastern. He was at C.J. Stroud's Pro Day yesterday. We'll get his thoughts. Feels like everybody from Carolina was there, including the owner and his family. But from what I'm told, David Tepper, the owner of the Panthers, also going to Bryce Young's Pro Day, Will Levis's Pro Day, I'm guessing going to Anthony Richardson's Pro Day. He wants to be involved in that decision. Sweet 16 today, Michigan State started out as an underdog against K-State. Now, according to DraftKings, they are giving 1.5. Arkansas getting 4.5. Florida Atlantic getting 5 against Tennessee. And Gonzaga is getting 1.5 against UCLA. So the Sweet 16 tipping off a little bit later on. Ja Morant back for the Grizzlies, came off the bench and played 24 minutes, had 17 points. Also, the Jets went out and got Mecole Hardman from the Chiefs. And can you guys give me the numbers on him? How many catches does he average per year? And I don't know if this is somebody Aaron Rodgers wanted, if he was on the list. I don't know if this means they're not going to go after OBJ, but they do have a pretty impressive group of wide receivers right now. Yeah, Paulie?
He was a little banged up last year, but he played in 8 games. Going back to 2021, he started 8 games. He kind of rotated in. He had 60 catches and 2 touchdowns.
Okay. I would much rather have Elijah Moore, but once again, felt like Elijah Moore wanted out. Yes, Marv.
No, I'm not in my head. I'm with you completely. But I think Elijah Moore definitely wanted out, though.
Hardman played a big-time offense, played with a big-time quarterback.
But he didn't play that much.
Well, maybe this is his chance to earn a big contract. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the kind of guy who's been waiting for his spot behind Hill and Kelsey.
Yeah, I don't know. Elijah Moore, I think, is a star. Was at Ole Miss, and it, you know, he got traded, and I'm like, okay. But you got Lazard, Hardman, Garrett Wilson. So they do have some good receivers here. But I don't know who was officially on Aaron Rodgers' list. Poll question for the final hour, Seton O'Connor, is?
Maybe we'll do something off the first pick of the draft, since that seems to be changing a bit.
All right.
We could go with the first pick of the NFL draft. The Carolina Panthers will select C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, other.
Okay.
Unless you think we should put in... God, who's my guy from Florida that I'm...
Anthony Richardson.
Anthony Richardson, thank you.
Yeah, I'm looking at these numbers with Hardman. 25 catches, 59, 41, 26. Okay. I just know he's fast. That's all anybody ever says. He's fast. Okay. Can you catch? Can you run routes? Can you stay healthy? Like small things that I would want in my wide receiver here. Let me know when Lewis is set to join us there, Todd.
Should be any minute.
Okay. Shannon, yes, do you have something?
I did, but you could go to Shannon. Okay. I can hold this.
All right, Shannon in Indiana. Hi, Shannon. What's on your mind?
What's going on, DP? Danette, hope you all are doing well.
We are. Thank you.
Hey, I got a suggestion for you. You with the moonshine, tailgate moonshine?
Yeah.
How about a good corn liquor for all of us older guys? Okay. Just a good old corn liquor.
So pure moonshine?
Correct, sir.
Okay.
Temp down, of course. Temp down, you know.
Okay. All right. All right. I'll take that under advisement here, Shannon. By the way, we had a little sample of watermelon moonshine that we're making. That's coming up this summer. We had that yesterday. Man, it's good.
Had a little heat.
We did. Had a little heat. And then it had that. The aftertaste was watermelon. Now, we have the azalea coming out, I believe, at the beginning of April. That might be the best one we've had so far, and it's the one that I went in with no expectations, because I thought, I don't know what azalea tastes like. It tastes pretty damn good. It's nice to go to a job, and I go, hey, guys, you can't go home yet. Why? What do we got to do? We got to taste some moonshine here. Paulie and Seton and I, we were out in the kitchen.
I was getting ready to leave. You know, hey, Paul, real quick. Yeah. I thought, what are we doing?
Yeah, Paulie, you got to stay. I got to go. We're having moonshine. All right, I'll stay.
Turns out I got time.
Yes. And so we add a little bit of watermelon moonshine. That'll be coming out later on this summer. So we'll give you all the details about that so you can place an order. He's Lewis Reddick. He's a busy guy. He's set to join us and at Bryce Young's Pro Day, and that'll be at the bottom of the hour. Also, Will Levis, Kentucky's Pro Day, that's going to be tomorrow. But yesterday it was all about C.J. Stroud and his Pro Day, and feels like there's a foregone conclusion that's the number one quarterback in the draft. Lewis joining us now. What did you think going in, and what did you think going out of C.J. Stroud's Pro Day?
That's a great question. Look, going in, I always liked C.J. because of his calmness in the pocket, his ability to win in the pocket, his size, his accuracy, his decision-making, how the people at Ohio State had told me that this was a guy who was a high-level processor. He was not someone who was just benefiting from being around great players and a good scheme. And you know, he didn't have to you know, really do a whole lot on his own within that scheme in order to make it work. So I believed all of that when I was told that. And then watching him play on tape and then seeing him yesterday, I'm going, look, and talking to the young man, but he's got that presence, that charisma, that awareness that you want to see in someone who's being considered to be the number one overall pick. Okay, you just do. He weighed in. He was yesterday. He was 6'3", 213. He's a slenderly built guy. You wouldn't even think he's 213 pounds. You would think, yeah, he could easily probably put on 10, 15 pounds as his body matures and all. So he's going to get bigger and stronger. He's just really, to me, he's a total package. Now, what's interesting about this debate that's going on now between him and Bryce is I'm standing down here in Alabama's facility right now as this, you know, things get ramped up down here. Every single person will tell you, and you've seen him, if you made Bryce 6'2", if he was 6'2", 213, 6'3", 213, many people believe there wouldn't even be a discussion about who the number one quarterback is. And that's really where the rub is. That's where the debate is. That's where the discussion really centers. Do you want the bigger guy who, quite honestly, can do a lot of the things that the smaller guy can do? Not everything that he can do, but many of the things, and should be a great pro? Or do you want the smaller guy who is just absolutely freaking electric, but you may worry about his availability over a 10, 15-year career?
All right, so I'll make you the GM. You're Carolina. You're on the clock. Could you make a choice right now, even though you haven't seen Bryce Young do his pro day?
You know, I'll tell you what, another great question. I look forward to standing next to Bryce. I want to see him. I want to feel his presence. I want to feel what he feels like standing next to him. Having been a player, like I have a good sense of guys who, like, to me, really, like, if it worries me or if it doesn't. Like, standing next to C.J. Stroud, I mean, this guy's a typical quarterback. He's got a typical NFL quarterback build. I want to feel what Bryce feels like standing next to him, if that makes sense, and just kind of sense what his body structure looks like and how big he is. I just want to see that kind of thing. After that, look, I already believe that I would take C.J. Stroud after everything that I've learned and everything that I've watched and what I believe, you know, leads to longevity at that position from a body structure standpoint. But it's hard to go against the young man.
What questions are you allowed to ask on these pro days when you're around these players?
You know, you really kind of keep it surface level. Okay. when you're talking about from a media perspective, all right? So from a personnel perspective, a lot of the questions have already been asked of these guys. The scouts, the personnel directors, the GMs, you know, they've been into the schools. They have seen him at the combine. They have talked to all kinds of people who are close to him to where they are able to gather the kind of information that they really need. Now, there's still more fact-finding that they're gonna, you know, go on as far as trying to make sure that they've crossed every T, dotted every I. But by and large, a lot of the information's already been gathered. The longer this process goes, quite honestly, Dan, is when people start to make mistakes because you start overthinking the data.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you know what else happens at this time of year? A lot of people start getting into the decision-making process that quite honestly weren't in it from the very beginning, and then they start throwing curveballs at it. And next thing you know, the people who have been in it from the beginning who thought they had a good idea feel like, oh, damn, I don't even know what I know anymore.
Well, that's why...
Now I'm second-guessing myself.
But, Lewis,
you know what I mean?
I don't know how I would feel if I'm the coach or GM of the Panthers and David Tepper is there. So the owner is there. I don't want my owner involved in this. My owner became a billionaire not making football decisions in business. Yeah. This is where you have to let the people you hired, but David Tepper is going to be involved in this decision. How would you handle that? If you were the GM, how would you handle that of, he's a really good player.
I think he... What's funny is I ate breakfast next to David Tepper this morning. You're staying in the same hotel. So I think you'd handle it like this. Look, I think guys who have made fortunes for themselves like he has obviously have very, very brilliant, sharp minds. They have a great sense about business, about setting goals, about people and surrounding themselves with people who are smart and people who have leadership qualities and who are intrinsically motivated. And also I would want to lean on that kind of expertise from an owner in that regard. When it comes to, you know, a quarterback's movement in the pocket, whether or not, you know, operating out of the gun or the pistol or under center, I would be like, hey, why don't you leave that stuff to us? Okay, we'll handle that.
Yeah.
You know, but as far as the personality evaluation, yeah, I think there's without a doubt there's something that owners can definitely provide in that regard. And quite honestly, at the end of the day. It's his team, so I don't mind it.
Your job. Your job's at stake too. Off this pick, he doesn't get fired.
That's true, and I think that's where, like, I'm big on relationships and big on communication, and I think that's something that in the beginning, when you're maybe interviewing for one of these jobs and you're a prospective GM and you're going to take the job, you say, hey, look, when we have these kind of decisions inevitably come up, I hope you will give me your word that you'll lean on my expertise for the things that you're hiring me for and not have me sitting here second-guessing myself and or changing my opinions because I'm trying to appease you. Because then things get all screwed up. Then I'm not really doing my job, so don't even hire me if you're going to do that to me. I think those are the kind of things that you need to be honest about.
Talking to Lewis Riddick, he's at Bryce Young's Pro Day, the former player, ESPN NFL analyst. What could Bryce Young do today that would secure being the number one overall pick in the draft?
Yeah, I don't really think it makes a difference, Dan. I mean, he's gonna tear it up out here. I mean, he's in shorts. He's gonna be throwing to guys who he's already thrown to. He knows what throws he's gonna do. He knows what it's gonna feel like. He's a big game hunter anyway. He's been in these kind of situations before. I mean, throwing in front of scouts he's throwing in front of 90,000-100,000 people. It's not gonna matter to him. So I don't think there's anything he can really do. What this is really, this is just another box checking. you know, scenario for scouts and GMs to kind of say, well, we've covered all of our bases. Because, I mean, look, the further you get away from playing the games, again, that's where you start making mistakes in terms of your evaluation. Go back to the tape. Go back to the character assessment. Go back to the football and personal character assessment. Go back to the medical. Use all that stuff then to arrive at a decision that best fits your football team relative to what you can offer the young man. This pro day really is just confirmation. It's really just, again, checking off a box, making yourself feel better about probably a decision that you're probably well down the road to already making anyway.
I don't know if this player was on Aaron Rodgers' list, but what did you think of the Jets picking up Mecole Hardman and trading away Elijah Moore?
I'm a big Elijah Moore fan.
I am too.
I'm kind of disappointed, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved how electric he is. Saw him in training camp last year before we did their Monday night game in the preseason.
What do we not know about this situation? Because if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I want him. Mecole Hardman can run fast. Elijah Moore can make plays.
Yeah, he sure can. I think there's probably a couple layers to it. I mean, it sounds like from the details of the trade that they were able to pick up a higher draft pick as well. I think they were able to acquire a two by trading him away. And Mecole, you're right, Mecole and him are not really the same player. They don't have the same skill set for sure. I agree with you 1,000%.
Yeah.
I think this is all part of a bigger picture, all part of a bigger plan, so to make sure that they have the right assets to try and acquire Aaron. Because that's the more interesting thing to me, Dan, is like exactly what are the trade parameters for Aaron Rodgers actually look like? Like, there's just some people who believe like the Jets shouldn't do anything because the Packers have to trade him, because if they don't, it just cripples them salary cap wise. So why should the Jets be sweating trying to offer them all kinds of stuff to make them happy, while at the same time some people who say, well, Green Bay doesn't have to do anything either because the Jets don't have a plan B without Aaron Rodgers. So it's an interesting stare down between these two to figure out which one's going to really wind up winning this deal. Because both teams have an argument to say, hey, look, we don't have to do anything. Well, we don't have to do anything either. It's kind of interesting. And at the same, while we sit there on the airwaves and talk about it day after day.
Oh, I know. I feel for you guys because I talk about it, only when I want to talk about it, not when I'm told to talk about it.
I hear you.
Yes.
I hear you.
Hey, talk about the Cowboys today. What are we talking about? I don't know. Make something up. Yeah. Keep fighting the good fight there. And do it in a real subtle way when you walk up to stand next to Bryce Young that he doesn't realize that you're measuring yourself.
I'm sizing him up?
Yes. Yes.
I will. I won't give him the up and down. I'll try not to. Although I know I'll be doing it, though.
Hey, have fun. Great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Of course, man. Thanks.
That's Lewis Riddick, the mothership. He's at Bryce Young's pro day. That starts in about 15 minutes. I'd be walking up to him. I would take off my Hokas and I'd walk up to him and I'd just, if I met Kenny Pickett and I shook his hand, I'd be like, I'd hold on to the hand for a little while longer. Yeah, Paul.
Would you bring a scale? Would you just put it out of your backpack? There's a scale. Go ahead, Bryce, jump on.
Yeah, Marv.
Would you do something like shake Kenny Pickett's hand and go, huh? Well, that's so disrespectful. Just that, huh?
Yeah. No, you'd shake his hand, and then you'd just go, yeah, okay. Yeah, see.
Healthy.
God, that was such a big deal, his hand size. I was like, Joe Burrow doesn't have big hands. He can be my quarterback any day. There are guys who have big hands who can't play cornerback. This is where you talk yourself into something, and you talk yourself out of something. You have people that you employ who work the entire year to get the information to you. And then all of a sudden, somebody comes in power tripping and gives you a curveball. And all that information, all that work, all that study goes out the window. And I always go back to the Cowboys. Of course, I like picking on Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. He wanted to get involved, and he wanted Johnny Manziel. And he had to have some people who, got involved in it and said, no, we don't need Johnny Manziel, and made the right decision. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get to your phone calls after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Times change. We started out, we were doing the show in my attic. That was for 3 years. Graduated to a man cave of sorts. We were above a bar. And then this man cave. Times change. Things change. People change. One thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff that you don't want. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Taste like Miller time. You know, that summer afternoon, we're going to be coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Miller Lite gets delivered right to your door. MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. By the way, if you're a fan of Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble, my podcast with Bad Larry, Shay and Irving, and Dylan the Graphics Guy, we have a new episode that's going to drop later on today. After the show, we'll tape that with the boys. All the things that they're betting on, from golf to cornhole. Let's see, rugby, I think it's been in there, lacrosse, Formula One, March Madness as well. All of that. Yes, Marv.
What do you think Bad Larry will be today?
Bad Larry's always somewhere driving. He refuses to come into the studio, and Shay and Irving wants a piece of him. Maybe in a variety of ways. He wants to go out drinking with him, and I think he wants to rough him up a little bit there. But Shay and Irving will be here with Dylan, the graphics guy. Bad Larry will be somewhere in the United States. And yes, his nickname is Bad Larry. You get off the exit where he lives, and he said, if you ask anybody where Bad Larry lives, they'll tell you. And there's...
Like bad blank. How was it earned?
I don't know if it's... Because he's not a bad guy. He's just Bad Lair.
That bad things happen when he's around?
No, I don't know. I can ask him today how he got that nickname of Bad Lair.
What if he's bad at gambling?
Well, he's pretty good at gambling because he hasn't had a job in 15 years.
Because bad at gambling Larry doesn't have a good
name. No, it's not good. Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Like badass because he takes these risks and chances or something?
I would never. I don't think I would describe him as badass. I mean, he's just... Bad Lair. I don't know.
What if there was once a good Larry, and he's a bad Larry, but bad Larry got rid of good Larry, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
Who are you talking about? Bad Larry, good Larry, or bad Larry? Well, good Larry. It's not been seen in 15 years.
Rubbed him out.
Mysteriously vanished.
We are talking about New Jersey.
Yes, it is. Yes, the swamps of Jersey. What happened to good Lair? Yes, Paul.
It's wild how people can get a nickname, and you've known this guy for decades, and you don't know the origin, but like, or they stick with you from childhood. I went to grade school with a kid, and in seventh grade, his name was Harold. He made the basket for our own team. Like, he went the wrong way with the basketball off the tip and scored.
Yeah.
And his name became Wrong Way Harold for all of grade school, and to the point where you'd be at a party. Let's say you went to a different high school. Wrong Way. Like, you see him walking to the party. And Wrong Way became just a nickname, and people wouldn't even ask what it's from. That's tough.
I'll ask today. That'll be the first question I ask. Bad Lair, how did you come up with a nickname, or who gave it to you? He's always the life of the party. But I don't know why he would be Bad Lair, but that'll be coming up later on today. And also the 12:15 podcast, The Backroom Guys, that's on Friday, right after the show, that they record that. They do a great job with that. Some phone calls here. Dennis in Long Beach. Hi, Dennis. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan and Dan X. This is actually an idea from my brother, so I have to give him credit. Regarding the pitch count clock, there's a concern that in the playoffs or something, that the clock will decide a game. Every kid dreams of bottom of the seventh inning, bottom of the ninth, seventh inning, 3-2 pitch, and all of a sudden the pitcher gets the strikeout because of the pitch clock. So the idea is that each coach gets a challenge for the batter and one for the pitcher they can use whenever the game, or a do-over. So if, say, Shohei is called for too much time out of the box, the manager can come out and say, nope, we're going to take this one away, and they get it. It's done for the game. But they only get the one for each.
All right. Well, thank you, Dennis. You know, these challenges, like, I don't need more challenges. I'm okay with things. Like roughing the passer, we can challenge that. I'm okay with challenging something like that. It feels like, you know, here's a challenge flag, and then here's it. You got X number of challenges. And then if you get your challenge correct, then you keep a challenge. Like, just get the call right. I don't know if we need to do challenges. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, because then the thing that gets, well, you can only use it during this period of the game, and then if you do, you lose it, or you get to keep it, but you only get the one, and then you, the parameters around it.
Yeah, I know. Silly. I know. Matt in Nebraska. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. Hey, I got three things for you. Number one, Todd, you're good enough, you're smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like you. So don't let the boys tear you down anymore.
I appreciate that.
Number two, you're very welcome, Todd. I can't believe I got a response from you. That makes my day. Mm. Number two is that last hour's poll question, I'd like to weigh in on that.
Okay.
Imagine it's the 92-93 basketball season, and I'm selected to be the ball boy, one of the ball boys for the Platt Community College Raiders in Columbus, Nebraska. First game, I show up, and a little bit of backstory. Back in those days, my mom used to shop in the Husky section for me. And so I show up to the game, and I'm jazzed because I get to be on the bench with the players, and I get to help them with the shoot-around. And when I show up, the players start making fun of me, calling me fat, chub, pudge. And at that point, I said, being a ball boy sucks. So in the second half, I openly rooted for the other team while I was on the bench, and thankfully the Raiders lost that game. Never went back. So my answer is the ball boy would be the worst.
Okay.
And thirdly, I would just like to end my call with suck it, Polly.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, Todd.
I remember growing up, there was a place where you'd get your jeans, and there was the slim and the husky section. In big letters would say whatever the size was, and you're either in the slim or the husky. And then imagine you're with your mom or your parents, and you're going shopping, and that girl that you think is cute in third grade's going shopping too. Come over here, honey. We got to try on these huskies. It was just extremely embarrassing. Not to mention that.
Now, wait. Did it happen?
Did happen. Lori Greenblatt and her mom were there, and they saw me trying on the husky jeans. Not to mention the fact that there was just like a little string and a napkin basically was the changing room where you're basically, here's my tidy whities. Check me out, Lori. Very embarrassing. No privacy, and you're putting on the huskies for everyone to see your...
Do you think that she needed the acknowledgement that you were buying husky jeans to know that you were husky?
I wasn't.
And you think that she was actually walking by trying to peep in and see you changing?
I'm not saying that. All I know is I had a big crush on her, and she was close enough to be able to peek in if she wanted to. And my mom, of course, was very loud, and she's like, instead of just grabbing me a pair of jeans to try on, she's like, yeah, try on these Huskies. The other ones aren't the right color or whatever.
I don't know if Lori would be like, gosh, you know, I wonder if Todd is a Husky.
But I don't know why mom felt the need to address it as Huskies. Like, hey, try on these jeans.
Exactly.
Would be okay.
Is your mom sending you a message by saying, hey, Chubbs, here's a Husky?
I don't know why, but she'd be the same person that would, like, let me have an extra Big Mac or an extra, you know, thing of onion rings at Burger King, so you can't call me Husky
but
and
you
keep
were,
feeding me.
Your mom also didn't let people see you when you were a baby because your dad said that you were ugly.
I was big oogs, right. I was sleeping. I was always taking a nap. You wouldn't flip me over so you could see my ugly baby face.
Yes,
I got two quick things here.
Okay.
One, Matt suggesting that bad Larry might be bad gas Larry. I can't disprove that.
Mm.
Could be bad gas.
Mm-hmm.
Paula writes in, though, Chapter 5000 in Misunderstanding Brooklyn Fritzy. It's not negativity about ball girls or ball boys' jobs. He's projecting his own fear of being yelled at by Paul and Dan on them if he doesn't do the job perfectly.
Interesting.
You've scarred him. So his negative poll, what Paul is suggesting is that his, like, oh, the ball boys are going to get wrong. What if they don't throw the ball back exactly perfectly is actually his nerves about being yelled at by you and Paul.
All right. How about we go to Paulie here?
I did get an email about 20 minutes ago from a clinical psychologist who works at a major university, Dan.
Okay.
And he said, after years of listening to the show, he could dumb it down or summarize it like this. He goes, any problem, any fears that Fritzy has of trying things or doing things and the downside of it goes back to his childhood. He goes, and probably, he goes, guessing from listening to the show years from now, that his mom would instill fear in him that don't try anything, don't do anything, the world is dangerous, stay home, protect yourself, avoid situations, avoid danger, and that has carried on until his 50s. That would the psychologist's expert opinion.
That's not altogether wrong.
So don't try things because of the downside.
Well, you don't try things. You're very, very conservative.
I am more cautious than I would like to be. There are experiences that I haven't had that would probably be fun, but it's like my wife wanted to go and we were in Hawaii on one of these helicopter rides, and I'm like, I'm not crashing into a volcano and just to see a pretty view. You could take a picture and let me know how it went.
How often do you think they crash into volcanoes?
But that's the thing. My luck, I'll be the one. Mm. 10,000 times it's fine. I'm like, all right, fine. You convinced me. Let's go over the, you know, whatever it is, and then there it goes.
Okay, did I scar you, or did your childhood scar you?
Definitely the childhood, you know, because there's just been many instances growing up where there would be a reason, like, you had to pass the deep water test in camp to use the pool, and to this day, I could barely swim, and because I didn't pass the deep water test, I just avoided the pool, and I would only go to the day camp when they were playing sports or going to a movie or going to the bowling alley or the skating rink or something like that.
Did your mom warn you about everything?
Did she
scare you?
She would rush us to the doctor's office for the slightest cough. I would have to go see if I have strep throat, if I cleared my throat the wrong way in the middle of the night.
All right, so you lived in fear.
There was some fear there. No, but there's different kinds of fear. There's fear. People are in fear of getting, you know.
But I'm always encouraging you to do things.
Yes.
So I don't know if I've scarred you. And Paulie's always pushing you to do things.
I think it's a perfectionist thing on my end. And then anything short of praise and being told how wonderful I am doesn't sit well with me, which I'm sure you're shocked to hear that. All the teachers would be like, oh, you're a great student, and the parent-teacher conferences, and hundreds, and A, and all that and stuff. And then as soon as I said, you know, this wasn't the greatest paper I've ever written, I'm like, devastated. I'm not going to write a paper ever again then.
Okay.
There you go. There are issues there.
Oh, no, I know that.
And
I know that.
And no amount of meds necessarily puts it all in balance. So you got to move on and just rise above.
Yes, Marv.
Has Fritzy ever been to therapy?
I spoke with someone briefly for, I'd say, a couple of months or so, and then.
What did she look like?
No, it was first it was a guy, and then all of a sudden he transferred me. Maybe he was sick of me, and he was losing his mind listening to me. Then there was a woman involved over like a 3-4 month period. Tried a couple of meds and everything, and then I got things back on track as far as worry and panic, anxiety attacks. I went through some stuff.
Oh, so you're back on track.
This is back on track.
Oh, this is back on track.
If I'm not profusely sweating right now and shaking and feeling like I'm going to pass out, then I'm way ahead of the game. Because there was a little period there where, you know, if you've ever had a panic attack and you start feeling like you're going to go out, that's not a good experience. So there you go.
Thank you.
I'm an open book.
All right.
Anxiety attacks, not fun.
Jason in Laguna Beach. Hi, Jason. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. I used to be a salesman for 12 years, and I kind of was thinking about the future. I want you guys to think about the holidays coming up, Thanksgiving, Christmas. And I had a pitch for you. You can save some of that tailgate moonshine and call it Jenny's Batch.
Oh, okay. Jenny Batch for Jenny Batchy.
Oh, too soon.
Yeah, way too soon. Way too soon. Now, I'm scarred by that.
It's like the batch we were going to do for Christmas last year, but it's kind of the one that got away.
Wow.
That was the Jenny batch.
Yeah. Wow. I feel bad for her from the standpoint of, well, she didn't get to marry me. But also,
one.
Yes. But people must come up to her and say, oh, did you hear what Dan Patrick was saying about you? And then she's probably going, again.
I'm just trying to live my life.
Yes.
I'm happily married.
Yes.
Have you heard
is
anything?
She?
Have
is
you heard
she?
Anything from
no,
people?
No, I have not.
Oh.
No, I have not.
I've hesitated to reach out because I want to get your blessing to do so.
I'd prefer that we didn't.
Prefer is no, not I, the word you want to give me.
I'm telling you that I don't want you to.
Right.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
So I'm probably going to.
No, she has her own life and she's, I hope, happily married.
Well, I mean, you've moved on and she's moved on. So it's water under the bridge.
I haven't, but I hope that she has. It's about content. That's all.
It's really, it's
just
king.
About content. Yes, Marv.
Have you spoken to a therapist about this?
Oh.
Who needs therapy more? Fritzy in his childhood or you and Jenny Batchy?
No, Jenny Batchy was just, that was a crush. That was all. That you know, it was, it's not like it's that haunts me. It doesn't. It's more for the story. That I was saying that I whiffed. I didn't go to prom with her because I was too shy. And that's where somebody else stepped in. And, you know.
Keffley. Say the name.
Jay Keffley.
Say his name.
Jay Keffley.
If you own it, you say his name.
No, I have no problem with Jay Keffley. I don't blame him. Jenny Batchy was gorgeous. Of course she was. But she was cheerleading for me when I was out there killing Springboro and Clinton Massey. Where was Jay Keffley? He wasn't good enough to play basketball.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Come on now.
Because he was out talking to girls.
Yeah.
He was going on dates.
He was out in the parking lot making out with somebody.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, a slow ride.
Yeah. While I'm hitting jumpers right in people's faces.
Yeah. Bang.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He said, I bang too.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Doing damage.
How about we take a break here? Take a break. We'll come back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Trying to cheer up Fritzy a little bit. Hall and Oates.
I can't go for that.
No can do. They're just the best.
They wrote some hits, man. Great sing-along music. Wrote some hits. Get some more phone calls. This day in sports history. Basketball coming up today and tonight. Clark Kellogg from CBS will join us on the program tomorrow. Jason joins us from Texas. Good morning, Jason. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, 6 foot, 220. Talking about Fritzy here, I feel like since this is a sports show, we should have walk-up songs. And I feel like the perfect song for Fritzy is Alanis Morissette's Isn't It Ironic? Because he feels that everything is going to go wrong. So if Macro Hand Marv can put that on his cookout rotation, it'd be great.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. Walk-up songs.
A little too.
Yeah, I don't think you'd have Alanis Morissette.
It's a little jolting, now batting the first baseman, Todd Fritz. It's like praying! I don't know if people are ready for that.
I know.
Alanis Morissette.
No, I know. I got it.
If Todd had changed the lyrics to that song, though, it would be pretty funny because it would just be all of his fears. You know, it's like ordering a sub. There's no tuna fish.
No onion
bagel. And you're allergic to wheat.
Yeah. It's a brand new pair of jeans, but you're a husky size.
Laurie Greenblatt's there, but you sees that, you chubby.
And you actually thought
and
that...
And why is my mom taking my temperature?
Rectally.
At
15 years of age.
What rhymes with rectally?
A freshman in high school, and he still gets the thermometer that way. Oh, Vaseline! That hurts a little.
No.
Second verse.
All right.
Pretty freaking painful, don't you think?
Okay. John in Illinois. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan. 5'10", 179. I got a stat of the day.
Oh, okay. Marv, you want to hit some music here?
Since 1984, there have been 57 helicopter fatalities in the Hawaiian Islands, averaging 1 to 2 per year.
Thank
Fritzy
you.
Was dead on.
Thank you. Well, not dead on. Yeah, but how many helicopter, actual flights were there? Like hundreds a day.
Still a lot, 1 or 2 a year. And if none have happened and we were there in December, like, wow, we're definitely due for 1 or 2. There's only 1 month left.
You get on planes all the time. You get in your car every day.
You can get run over, just crossing the street. There's all kinds of things. All of a sudden you just pass out and you don't get
Thank you, Tom. You should just stay home.
Just kind of hide under the bed.
Kenny in L.A. Hi, Kenny.
Hey, Danny. Calling 1974. I wrote a letter to the legendary Laker owner, Jack Kent Cook, telling him how much I love the Lakers like you. I grew up idolizing Jerry West, got to see him pretty regularly, and I was 12 years old at the time, and I got to be a guest ball boy for the opening game of the 74-75 season. Pat Riley approached me in the locker room, was very kind to me, very gracious. And then I have a picture with myself, my slimy, Gail Goodrich, and Stan Love. And it was a great experience. The next year, I'm out there with my cousin and my dad, my uncle. So I'm now 13, and we get there a couple hours before the game, and I got picked again. Now, that's 75-76, Kareem's first year on the team. Now, Kareem, his reputation was appropriate. He was not the most gracious guy to me as a ball boy. But overall, it was both times, I just loved it. It was terrific.
Oh, I would love to have done it when I was growing up. I would have been out there and mop up sweat. Be great. Be a privilege. Let's see. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Got a few. 1952, Bill Mosienko of the Blackhawks scored the fastest hat trick in NHL history. Who wants to guess? Three goals in blank amount of time.
A minute and a half.
21 seconds.
What?
That's nuts. After the second one, put someone on them, Mosienko.
Yeah.
Jeez, you're killing
me. That's just a bad goalie, too.
Thank you, Todd.
Bad job out of you. 1971, the Boston Patriots changed their name to the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I like that. 1972, my favorite, my all-time favorite, this day in sports history, we do it every year. Evel Knievel broke 93 bones after successfully jumping over 35 cars. That's how it's written.
Yeah.
There it is.
He successfully. Imagine if he didn't.
Glad it went well, Evel.
Well, he didn't break triple-digit bones, so he kept it under 100.
Sip through this.
Let's see. On this date, North Carolina beat Kansas 3 overtimes, and Wilt Chamberlain was named the tournament's most outstanding player, and he played for Kansas, and they lost. This happened. Elgin Baylor lost a title game when he was at the University of Seattle, and he was named most outstanding player in the Final Four. Wayne Gretzky breaks Gordie Howe's NHL record, scoring his 802nd goal. Cale Sanderson becomes the first undefeated four-time NCAA champ, winning the title and finish. He was 159-0 in his career. Reggie Miller, the 13th player in NBA history to score 25,000 career points. Let's see. Final results of the poll question. What do you have for me?
We got a bunch of them up there for you,
Dan. All right, okay.
Let's see. Right now, the first pick of the NFL draft, the Carolina Panthers will select. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, 72% said C.J. Stroud. How about that?
Okay.
NBA officials, their job performance, generally, it's a dead heat between satisfactory and disappointing. Only 4% say excellent. A solid 16%, though, say atrocious.
Any upsets tonight? I mean, the point spreads are pretty close. If FAU beats Tennessee, that would be the big surprise. Arkansas getting 4.5 against UConn.
We know Todd's not rooting for UConn.
Because I don't have a problem with UConn.
Huskies.
Oh.
Full circle.
I didn't pick that up.
Yeah.
Big full circle.
Now I get it. Yeah. They were called, UConn Slimmies.
Marvin was with me.
And you don't like the University of Washington either.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Husky.
Yeah, it brings back bad memories, but I appreciate you guys continuing to perpetuate it. It's nice.
You brought it up.
I did bring it up.
Husky.
That's why I'm not with Lori Greenblatt, but I love my wife, but I did have a big crush on Lori. I thought I was going to be with Lori forever until she found out
that
Husky pants.
That's what we've learned. They say good things come to those who wait. Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to set up a test drive. Your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at MBUSA.com. For Husky, for Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly. Talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack.
Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.